Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Enough! We all need a little enough. Let it out. Vent. And already people coming in at 651-461-9226. Your text, your calls are welcome. Your voice messages using the Odyssey app. I will tell you, I haven't had enough of going on the Odyssey app and trying to figure out where the heck the voice message button is. You have to like search WCCO. I don't know. I was checking out my podcast page today. I have two podcast pages. Did you know this, Dan?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Since Dan's the one that puts the stuff on the page.
There would be that. In fact, speaking of which, there's a new DeRussia Eats podcast that has been posted.
Oh, you put it up?
It's up. It's ready to go.
Yeah, Vang.
There you are.
So that's pretty good. We'll maybe play a clip of that. Maybe.
Maybe.
Tomorrow.
That'd probably be a better shot, yes.
Probably won't do it on Friday. So, Yeah, Vang, fresh off winning a James Beard Award for his TPT TV show.
Yeah.
Relish, but we had a fascinating conversation about his restaurant, Vinay, and his incredible story. I have not had enough of that.
No.
I said before I've had enough of Florida winning the Stanley Cup.
I looked it up. So the Panthers won last night. That's their second cup, the second consecutive, actually. The Tampa Bay Lightning, the other Florida team, have won three. So Florida hockey teams have won five Stanley Cups, and here we sit in the state of hockey with a goose egg, a big fat zero Stanley Cups.
It's disgusting.
How can we call ourselves the state of hockey when Florida has won five of them and we've won zero?
I've had enough of our men's teams losing, you know? And I have no anger towards the Timberwolves. They got there. Did you hear today, and I didn't hear if Chad asked, when he had the general manager of the Wild.
Bill Guerin, yeah.
But Chris Finch said he's not watching the NBA Finals because it's too soon after losing.
Sure.
I just think that's amazing because you think, like, as a fan, like, I personally cannot watch the NBA Finals. But for the coach to be like that, I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
I got no problem with that.
No. No, I think it's good. Jason, I've had enough of people standing on corners or freeway entrances and exits panhandling. So, I agree. Because people, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
That's the problem.
And so, when you get off the highway in downtown, they're there. When I get to just a four-way stop light in Maple Grove, they're there. There are people everywhere. And I guess, like, we as a society don't want, like, the police harassing these folks. I don't know. It just, A, it feels unsafe. B, I personally feel unsafe when someone is sitting or standing right outside my car. And maybe I shouldn't, but I do.
I don't think that's unfair of you to feel that way. And I do think it creates safety hazards, especially when you're talking about freeway exits and entrances, because if a good Samaritan does pull over to try and hand over some cash, it can back things up pretty quickly and potentially even cause an accident. Yeah. There just are only so many spots that folks can go if they're determined to engage in that kind of activity. I try to discourage it in my own life just by not donating in those situations. I then turn around and try to donate to food shelves places, right? You know, it's not that I'm cold-hearted, but I just, that it creates so many hazards for the people doing it and the people who, you know, out of the goodness of their hearts are trying to give. I just want to discourage that kind of behavior.
Texter says, I'm fed up with hearing the phrase, it is what it is.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's good. If you have phrases that you've had enough of, send them in, voice message.
How would you go about expressing that sentiment of, hey, this is how things are, there's nothing I can do about it, in a different way? It's one thing to say, I don't want to hear it is what it is, but the reason you hear that all the time is because there are things in life that just are and there's nothing you can do about it. So how do you go about expressing that?
I would say that in most cases, you don't need to say anything.
People just sort of figure it out.
It's like a punctuation mark, right? Well, it is what it is. You could say, and so it goes.
I like that. Yeah. That's a little more poetic.
A little more poetic.
Sure.
There you have it. Que sera, sera.
Okay, well, now we're pushing it.
Enough of running red lights, says Dawn in Maple Grove. She sees it everywhere and several times away. Something needs to be done about it.
Well, Minneapolis is trying the red light cameras again, aren't they?
So what? How do we feel about the red light cameras? Because my family, who lives in Chicago, and then my in-laws, who drive out in Phoenix, all complain about it. Money grab, it's just a money grab, is what they say.
Well, I mean, I don't know that that's necessarily wrong, but if it's also creating safer driving conditions, then grab the money.
Seems like a win in both
ways. I want to make sure you have, whatever the camera is shooting, it has both a clear shot of the driver and a shot of the license plate.
The cameras are so good now.
They should be,
They're
right?
so good.
So as long as you have that, then at that point, you don't really have an excuse.
Here's what I don't like
just
about
it. Just don't run
it.
The red light.
I believe when it comes to relatively minor legal infractions, it should be a fair fight. So I think it's not fair if you have cameras everywhere.
I don't think that's how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, it's supposed to be fair.
Why is it?
Because if you've got a cop.
You know what's fair about it? There's a red light.
I think.
Just stop.
I think there should be a well-trained, well-paid, kind, caring individual.
You're just looking out for people
with
jobs.
A radar gun getting me.
You just
and then it's a fair
jobs.
Fight. And like when I got my ticket, when I got my speeding ticket on the way to New Ulm.
Yeah.
What did I do? Well, I asked a lawyer to help me fight it. But then I paid the ticket.
Yes.
Like a responsible American is what I did.
That's exactly how it should
be. It was a fair fight. He got me.
He did.
Although, according to the court transcript, I don't know that I technically can admit that he got me.
Ah.
I'm sick and tired. I just think it's not fair. You don't have a fighting chance.
You do. You know what? Because there's a red light right there, and we all know the red light means stop, do not proceed through this intersection.
How much more
fairness do you need?
I'm more open to the red light camera than I am the speeding camera. Because you know.
No, there's also these signs on the side of the road that say, hey, ding dong, go 60 miles an hour
or
less. But
then, by this standard, we could put up cameras everywhere, catch people doing everything, and just, you know, let's have some fun. Somebody's got to get me. You got to get me. I do not run red lights. I do not mess around. I do speed.
Well, I mean, everybody
speeds. At times,
speeds,
but not in New Ulm.
It's too,
not necessarily.
What degree are you speeding to?
I'm sick and tired of hearing back in the day. Yeah. Not in my wheelhouse, another texter said. So true. Yeah, these are all.
Those are all good ones.
Surveys. Oh.
Oh, hey, no. No, you can't go after surveys.
Why is that?
Because that's bread and butter to radio shows. Are you kidding me?
Well, it depends what this texter means. So from the 507, when you say I hate surveys, are you channeling one of my longstanding irritations? And that is when you get the email survey from anybody you've ever encountered with. So let me give you an example. I got an email this week. Subject, request for assistance. Request for assistance. And if you're watching, I'm proving it. If you're watching on YouTube, I, in a very dangerous way, have just put my email inbox up on the screen.
What could possibly go wrong?
Request for assistance, waste management. Please take a short survey to help us. Waste management, now WM, Which, I mean, if you gave me a survey on like how absolutely moronic it is that you changed your name from something we all understood.
Yeah.
Oh, waste management. You take my trash. WM.
Oh, we do so much more than that. So WM would be hipper.
Is it William? Does it just stand for William?
It seems that way, doesn't it?
So how likely are you to recommend us to a friend or colleague? Now, we got another one of these surveys this week. Did you answer this one from the workplace?
I did, but not via the email. Our workplace employee portal.
You did?
It also pops up there, so I answered.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take the current temp of your Minnesota Twins. Brought to you by Chef IQ Sense. Get your wireless meat thermometer now at chefiq.com.
Chef IQ Sense bringing us the temp of the team. Oh, those Minnesota Twins.
You said it. We've had enough of losing.
It's been rough.
Five in a row.
They're out of playoff contention right now.
Just dipped below 500.
Yeah.
Not good.
Last 10 games, we've gone 2-8. Not good. Now, our home record is decent, 20-12. So you think, all right,
unfortunately,
let's get home.
They make you play half the games on the road, unfortunately.
That is a real
inconvenient.
6-5 was the score yesterday. Festa
was doing well until he wasn't.
Yeah. Almost through four innings. If David Festa is going to go four and give up two runs, I mean, you sort of need him to go five.
Yeah.
But not the worst.
And not give up four runs.
There is the problem. Buxton, though, with a...
Buxton, another fantastic
another home
effort.
Run.
Stole a home run, hit a home run. They can just give him the team MVP award right now. I know we're not even to the All-Star break yet, but just go ahead. Give it to him. He's earned it.
All right, pregame, we're in Cincinnati again.
Correct.
We lose a half hour. Pregame at 5:30, first pitch at 6.
I like to think we gift the Twins a half hour more than losing it.
It's nice.
We're partners.
All right. Yeah,
we're going to be out there on Monday.
We will be live at Target Field.
So they give a little to us, we give a little to them. It's a great partnership.
What are they giving us by us being at Target Field?
The gift of being at Target Field. What are you talking about?
All right, a couple more enoughs. UGEL, loyal viewer on the YouTube channel.
He's a regular.
I've had enough of my smartwatch telling me to get up and go for a walk just as I'm getting comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a smartwatch?
I do.
And does it tell you, like, time to breathe or time to rest?
No, it doesn't do that, but it will during, like, day hours. It doesn't do this to me at night, but during the day, if it doesn't sense that I'm moving around for a long period of time, I'll get a little buzz and say, hey, get up and move around.
Yeah. Now, my watch is, I guess, a dumb watch. There's no technology.
Right.
I even wind it. It's automatic. When you move around, it keeps it going.
Kinetic energy, yeah.
Ooh.
Like that?
Oh.
How about that, huh?
I don't want a smartwatch. And don't tell me to get up and walk.
I love having a smartwatch. I don't want it to tell me to get up and walk. And there's probably a setting that you can go in there and hit where
probably,
you can stop.
But still.
But I'm just too lazy. Since I'm not getting up and walking around, I'm also too lazy to actually turn it off.
Summer traffic is another one that someone says. Summer traffic.
The construction
has been challenging.
I get it. We need the roads to be fixed. There's a limited amount of time that they can do it. I get it. But
what are we shutting down this weekend? Do you know? Last weekend it was 94. between Minneapolis and St. Paul.
I don't know around the metro. I know we heard in the news, obviously, with the Grandma's Marathon this weekend, that there's closures up near Duluth that are going to be an issue. So, or lane restrictions, I guess I should say, not full closures. But.
All right. Every week, we usually do enough at 5:30. But
today, that's Twins pregame.
Today's Twins pregame, so we did it now. Hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed everybody's text. At 5 o'clock, the lead, two things that are on the rise. One is your health insurance cost. And the other thing is the number of women who are coaching women's sports. I thought that was very interesting, so I look forward to talking more about that. D Rush Hour News Hour coming up after local and CBS News.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.